Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Diabetics. My guest today is Brayden Joyce.
Again,
because none of our other friends wanted to join.
They couldn't. One of them's at Taco Bell till 10 o'clock tonight.
Well, no, they're on their way home, and they won't be home till 10 o'clock tonight.
How long does it take to get Taco Bell?
No, they live a really far way away.
They don't live far from Taco Bell.
She was visiting relatives, remember?
Oh.
Yeah. So she probably stopped to get Taco Bell on the way home.
Or on the way there.
Okay, whatever. Well, like I was saying, nobody was able to join, except for Brayden and me. So, today, we started talking about siblings. One of our friends, who I'm not going to point out, because they'd probably get angry. Huh? What'd you say? What?
Okay. You weren't talking for a little bit. You stopped. Stupid service.
I know.
Student service weird. Sucks because I couldn't
try it again. What were you saying?
It just went dead silence.
I'm just gonna edit that part out. One of our friends. What is happening on your microphone right now?
Okay.
Right. I'm
outside.
This whole part's
in the wind. So you just hear wind.
Hang on, I have to edit this part out anyway.
You can go ahead and talk about it. Last? Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Yesterday you forgot to edit the long pause.
What? I thought I edited that out.
It was just silent for 2 minutes until we started talking again. Because you know how... Nope.
Alright. I kind of want to restart again, but I'm not going to. I'm
going
to add a lot. So today,
that's where people would have ended it by then.
Because one of our friends, who I'm not going to say the name because they'd probably get mad at me, their sibling got really mad.
Oh, having
she put in headphones while talking to us. And she was mad because she couldn't hear the conversation. Which is really stupid because it's a private conversation. It's none of her business. And no, that's the thing. She's normally pretty nice, but she was just
every time I talk, she gets that time.
I'm like, my little sister.
Oh God,
I love her, but sometimes she gets on my nerves. I'm older sister, she almost never bothers me, but when she does, it's bad.
Well, I'm the only child.
Well,
I don't have any siblings to bother me with.
What is that noise? Do you know how many people it's going to annoy?
Me,
probably a lot. And you continue doing it. For real, can you stop? Thanks. Hang on, so Brayden, what's the worst diabetic stereotype ever happened to you? I was going to wait till we have more people on here. Hang on. I was going to finish. I'll tell you in just a second. I was going to wait for more people to get on before asking this. That way I'd hear
what's the stereotype?
Because it's just going to be me and you for a while if I go ahead and ask. So stereotype. It's like saying all black people like fried chicken. Or all Asian people are good at math. Those are stereotypes. They're usually not even true, but people think they are. Yeah, kind of.
So, like, making fun of them? So, like, making fun of them? Oh, well, I've been called ugly, and that's why I've been diabetic. This black girl called me ugly because she asked my friend if she said, do I look good to my friend? I was like, nope. And she said, you're ugly. That's probably why you have...
All people with diabetes are fat.
Oh, no. Never had a stereotype.
Oh. Well, the worst thing that's happened to me is this girl got on my nerves so bad, right? She said, do you have diabetes? I was like, yeah. How'd you know? I saw your insulin pump. You know, I thought that was cool that she could recognize that. And she said, but you don't look diabetic. I thought all diabetics were fat.
Oh, that's happened to me. Like, my friend, this kid said, asked if I was diabetic. He saw my insulin pump. And he said, you don't look diabetic. I'm like, okay. I didn't really know what he meant by that. Like, I thought he was just being rude.
Well, yeah, because that's a big thing. Like, the thing is, if you have type 2 diabetes, you are more likely to be overweight. Because type 2 diabetes does come from eating, like, too many carbs or too much sugar because it overloads your pancreas.
Oh!
So, it kind of makes sense, but I just wish people were more educated.
Yep. I'm hungry. I want a hot Cheetos. I might go ride to this gas station later.
Oh, yes. And to anyone who is wondering, we are on a call through Anchor FM, which is today's sponsor. So, yeah. If you're interested in starting your own podcast, Anchor FM is definitely the way to go. And the audio is... Well, it actually depends on the device. Because both of our phones are not super good. So, it's not...
Hey, mine's pretty good.
Well, mine is too. It's an iPhone 8, but still. Like, the...
Mine's an XR.
Yeah. The microphones still aren't nearly as good as if you're actually recording with a microphone.
We'll both get $37.5. Or $37.37. If you got $15 plus 5 people.
Hey. You're not supposed to talk about making money from the sponsors.
You can edit it out.
I know. All right, so I guess I'll not to come back here. Here, wait 3 seconds before I start talking again so I know when to edit it. All right. All right. Like you said, you haven't really dealt with a whole lot of stereotypes.
Once.
It actually happens quite a lot to me. That's just because I kind of live out in the country and people don't know nearly as much about that.
Well, this adult, I said, I have diabetes. She was like, what's diabetes? And I said, something wrong with your pancreas. And she's like, what's pancreas? She was a grown adult woman.
Yes.
She was like 35. This 35-year-old was like, what's pancreas? I'm like, really? You don't know what a pancreas is?
Oh, listen, I saw this really funny meme. I'll send it to you later, if I can find it. But it said, time to learn about the pancreas. Like, it showed a school, like a chalkboard, and a teacher, and a speech bubble, and said, time to learn about the pancreas. And it said, kid with diabetes. And it showed that one thing where it's like, he looks really smart.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. Because
I haven't seen it.
To anybody who's listening, diabetes is where your pancreas It's one of the organs.
If you don't know what a pancreas is,
it's an organ in your body, and it produces something called insulin. And what
insulin?
Yep. And what insulin does is it
helps you survive.
Kind of. So whenever you eat something, those carbs get kind of like turned into sugar by the insulin, and that sugar is the fuel for your body. So if your body's not making insulin, those carbs are not turned into sugar, and your body just doesn't...
Dies.
Yeah, kind of.
You can get killed with diabetes.
Yeah.
During this stupid COVID, you could... Diabetics can easily die.
Oh, and you know what's really stupid?
What?
So, basically, you get this little vial of insulin, right? And you can either inject yourself with it or put it in your pump. And you have to pay $800 for one bottle.
What is it?
You have to pay $800 for one bottle of insulin.
Oh, my God. No one can tell me
anymore. Now it's down to $140.
That's me.
Yeah. But my insurance pays
like $5.
But do you know how much it takes to make it?
God, there's a six-year-old coming over to my house.
$10. $10 to make one bottle of insulin that it is sold, like, in certain places for up to $1,000.
Hey, Whitley.
Now, the guy who invented insulin?
I can see you. What?
The guy who invented insulin sold the patent, like, the ingredients and stuff, for $1 so that everybody could have insulin.
Wait, what?
Like, he sold the patent to insulin for $1.
Oh, my God. And then we have to pay for a lot more than $1?
Oh, yeah.
That's stupid.
Because that guy, he was super generous. The reason he was... Oh, yeah. And you want to hear a funny story?
What?
Insulin, instead of, like, I don't know exactly how they did it, but it was made from cows and pigs. I guess they would use, like, the pancreas. I'm not sure, but if I had to guess, I'd say they'd take the insulin out of their pancreas, causing them to die. But, I mean, like, that was the original patent. And it was called pig insulin or cow insulin. Then,
pig insulin?
Or cow insulin, depending on which one you like.
Wow.
Which animal it was made with. Then they started making human insulin. They just called it that because it's made for humans. And it's just made with chemicals. Like, there's no, like, just arbitrary anything. Like, it's not made from animals. It's just a bunch of chemicals mixed together. And people were scared. They were like, oh no, if pig insulin is made from pigs, the human insulin is made from humans.
Yeah.
And I think that's hilarious. That people are like, oh no, because of the name, that automatically means it's bad. Which, you know, in all honesty, it does kind of make sense, but...
Stop.
What?
Whitley! Stop!
What's happening?
A kid named Whitley's touching my phone. I'm on a podcast. No, you can't listen to it. Neither can you. Frank, come here. Edit all this stuff out.
I'm going to.
Hey, bud. Stop! Go talk to them.
Tell me when to, like, stop editing and, like, to where you can talk again.
Go talk to them.
Wait till it hits 7:35. Like, be quiet till then. But yeah, I just, it's crazy to me that that guy was so generous. And then now these big companies are like, we'll jack up the price so the insurance has to pay us a bunch. But what about the people who can't pay that? Like, who don't have insurance?
Well, my insurance is so good. Because I use my dad's insurance as well. And he works at Ford, and his insurance are really good, is really good. So I get it for, like, $10. $5 to $10.
Nice. I think your microphone died again.
Mine?
No, it's back. But yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff that's been going on lately, like COVID and murder hornets, which, fun fact, cannot kill you. I mean, they can, but it's a very rare occurrence that they do. Unless you're allergic. Or multiple of them sting you. And it's just been a crazy year so far. And school's about to start up, which is going to be a nightmare. It's just not going to be a fun time. Brayden, you there?
So, I was supposed to edit the parts out, but I wanted to edit out. Turns out, you can only change the starting points and ending points. Anchor is still pretty good, and honestly, I'm still going to use them. But we'll just try not to make as many mistakes, because we can't edit them out. So, sorry about that. I hope you still listen, which I don't know why you wouldn't.